Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. And I think it's time for one of our favorite segments in the show, 2-Minute Tweets. Dave, you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
All right, first and foremost, from MSimeon94 wants to know, do you guys think that Brandon Graham will make the 53-man roster?
Well, it certainly would appear to be the Brandon Graham make or break training camp and preseason. He's made some very nice strides on the outside. I do think he'll make this 53-man roster, and he's one of those players who really will benefit from a couple of days of tutelage from hopefully future Hall of Famer Kevin Green, who's been in Philadelphia working on some pass rush techniques, working on the violent nature for these outside linebackers. And Graham has made some good strides. I do think he makes the 53.
Yes, indeed. Connor Barwin actually saying that last season was a transition one for Brandon Graham. Now he's had a chance to get fully acclimated to his scheme and should be able to take advantage of all of his athleticism here in 2014. Our second question comes from Shah X Ali and wants to know, do you expect more two tight end packages this season with the departure of DeSean Jackson?
Yeah, I'm not sure that the departure of DeSean Jackson is the reason that the Eagles might be using two tight end sets. I think it was 14% of the time they used them last year. I do expect that number to increase. Zach Ertz, his knowledge in the offense has increased. He's been terrific out there every day in practice. So I do think that if Chip and Pat Shurmur want to use the two tight end set, they certainly have the flexibility to do so. So yes is the answer, but not maybe as much as you think with Darren Sproles here and some pretty good young receivers.
Oh, there's so much flexibility within this offense. Like you mentioned, all the receivers, Jordan Matthews, Josh Huff, and you mentioned Darren Sproles. So certainly a lot of flexibility there for the coaches. Last but not least, how is the chemistry developing between Jeremy Maclin and Nick Foles? This comes from Sicilian King 69.
Yeah, no problem at all. They worked together during the 2012 season. Macklin's been on the practice field every day. So I think that if you're looking for a go-to guy in the offense down the field, it's likely to be number 18. He and Nick Foles certainly have a good rapport so far.
Certainly no question about it. Now, one of the receivers we talked about, Jordan Matthews, he is the subject of today's In Focus from Melissa Kelly. How is the rookie developing in the short time that he's been in Philadelphia?